Welcome to Maseches Shkalim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 1, Mishnah 7. The Mishnah continues talking about the theme of the previous Mishnah of the kolbein, which was a small coin that was added in addition to the half shekel that a person gave, either to offset some of the fees for exchanging it, or perhaps some other reason. Says the Mishnah, Hashoiko al yedei ani, a person who gives half a shekel for an ani, that means he gives a complete shekel, half for himself, and half for a poor person that can't afford it. Or a person that does it as a gift for his neighbor. Vaidei ben iro, or just for a random person who lives in the city. Pater. He does not have to give the kolbon, because since he's giving it as a gift to somebody else, the rabbis did not obligate him to add a kolbon. Similarly, we saw if a person also, if a father were to give for his son, the halacha is as well that he's pater from the kolbon. Vim hilvan. However, if you give on someone on behalf of somebody else, however, it wasn't a gift. It was a loan. You know what? You pay me back half a shekel when you can. Chayav, then you have to give a kolbon, just like we saw in the previous Mishnah, that if two people do it together, they're obligated in a kolbon. Ha'achin ve'ha'shutvin. Brothers and partners. Some say actually that it means brothers that are partners in an inheritance that they got from their father. Shechayavim be'kolbon. They divided their property. That means to say, let's say there was a particular amount of money. Each one took 50%. And now they decided, you know what, let's keep the property together and we'll just take 50% of the profits. So then they're like regular partners. And the halacha is, so in that situation, they're chayiv in kolbon. They have to pay the if they give one shekel, they have to give the small kolbon coin. Peturim mimaser behema. But they're not obligated, they're exempt from paying maser behema. What's maser behema? So the halacha was, the law was, that once a year, a fellow who had a flock of, let's say animals or sheep, so he would put them all in this large corral, and then he would let them out one by one, and every tenth one he would hit with a stick that had some paint on it, and he knew that those were Kodesh, and they have to be brought up to Yerushalayim, and they have to be brought as a sacrifice. So halacha is that even though an individual is obligated in Maser Behema, but Shutfim, partners, are Pater, they're not obligated in Maser Behema. So therefore the Mishnah says, if you have brothers that decided to turn the inheritance into a partnership, they don't have to give Maser Behema. But let's say a situation where the brothers never divided the estate. It's still where it is. So then we view it halachically as if it's neither of theirs. Rather, it's still considered in as property of the deceased father. Then in that situation, one has to give maser behema, because it's like it was the father's. In that situation, peturim in akolbon. If let's say they gave one shekel together, they're pater. They don't have to give, because then it's like a father who gives on behalf of his child. In that situation, one is not obligated. The kamahu kolbon, wonders the Mishnah, how much is the value of a kolbon? So Yimar says, ma, Kasef Rabbi Meir says, 1/24 of a selah. The Chacham Rav Mechatzi, and the Chacham say, 1/48 of a selah. Now what happens with this kolbon? So Yerushalmi talks about what happens to this kolbon. Some say that it's just like all the rest of the shkalim, because we see that, according to one opinion, the reason you bring the kolbon is just in case the amount that you gave is less than a shekel. So therefore it goes with the rest of the mavitzis as shekels, and you bring from it sacrifices. Others hold that they would actually take these tiny little coins and they would make a covering for the Kodesh HaKodeshim for the Holy of Holies. And yet others say that it was used for the transport costs of all the half shekel from all the different coins in Israel up to Yerushalayim. That was offset by the half shekel, by this kolbon, by this small coin. Everyone gives one. Many people give one. That accumulates, and it was enough to transport everything that needed to be transported. Wishing you a wonderful day off. Make sure to learn a lot of Torah and to relax and have a great day. All the best.